Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Growing Up Chaotic Show. I am your host, Dawn Clancy. Today on Growing Up Chaotic, I am talking with AJ Rikiki, the founder of ChronicleMe.com, the anonymous and positive social network. Chronicle Me addresses teen suicide, cyberbullying, and other serious issues by providing a safe, positive place to discuss life's greatest challenges, which include, but of course are not limited to, abuse, addiction, sexuality, eating disorders, and much more. Chronicle Me is all about support, whether you are giving it or receiving it. Now, I mentioned this already, it's also an anonymous social network, which immediately piqued my interest because I immediately think of Facebook, Twitter, that they're not anonymous. How do you create an anonymous social network? Well, today AJ is here to tell us all about that. He is calling in all the way from Syracuse, New York, where they have 3 feet of snow. Right, AJ?
Correct.
Sounds awesome. Okay. So Chronicle Me, it's this anonymous social network. Let's start by just talking about where did you get the inspiration for this project, and what is it exactly?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you very much for having me today. It's an honor, and yeah. I'm really excited to talk a little bit about the project. So it all started in my little dorm room in New Hampshire. I received some pretty troubling family news, and this is a boarding school, and I wanted to selectively tell my friends and my family of the struggles I was having with this secret that my father told me about my family. And, you know, just as any hyper-connected teen would do, is I searched social media for the answer, whatever mm-hmm. that meant at the time. And so I started to look at my Facebook and my Twitter and my Instagram and my Pinterest, and I started to realized that my secret didn't really have a place, or I didn't necessarily feel comfortable sharing that secret on those existing social media platforms, because I understood that it wasn't just my friends that were going to see it. It was going to be, you know, the dean of school. It was going to be college admissions. It would be future employers. And just because I had one moment or, you know, one night of being vulnerable, I didn't want that to be on my internet footprint for life. And so I thought of an idea, and it came to me so quickly that our social media platforms today can oftentimes quickly become a superficial showcase of our individualism. We sometimes, and I can say from my personal experience, that I know other people want to see, and therefore it's not that authentic, and I never get to showcase what I'm really feeling. And I didn't think that was right, and so I created a environment and a community where people can come in and out of anonymity. People can share things anonymously, reveal themselves, choose when they want to reveal their identity to make a more powerful conversation. I gave people, and Chronicle Me, it gives people the control of their content, and they get to pick when they're anonymous and when they're not anonymous, all based on their comfort levels.
Now, when you say control content, to me, I have Facebook, I have Twitter, you know, I keep it very simple. I don't try to complicate, you know, when Facebook sends out a message like, oh, we're changing this, I'm like, delete, I don't even want to know about that. you're confusing me, you know. But when you say that a user is able to control their content, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so on Chronicle Me, you get to pick what communities you belong to, and you can also join other people's, or you can join people's communities, you can join partner communities, which I'll talk about a little later, and you can create your own communities. And so you get to share your content with whatever communities you want. You're not forced to share it to all of your following. You get to pick who you're sharing with. And then furthermore, everything you post on Chronicle Me is anonymous. And people will see your post as anonymous. When they feel the need, or when they choose to give you feedback, they get to opt to either reveal their identity to you or remain anonymous in their feedback. They can't comment because of the cyberbullying element. But when that person chooses to reveal themselves to you, then you, as the person who posted, you know what your post said, you know what kind of feedback you got, and you know who gave you feedback. And then you get to selectively expose yourself to people who expose themselves to you. So before you reach out to that person, before you engage in conversation with that person who gave you positive feedback, you get to make that deliberate and active decision saying, I thank you very much for reaching out, giving me feedback. I want to go further. I want to learn more about you, or I want to talk about this similar experience that we've had.
Now, you brought up a point about the whole cyberbullying, and, you know, that's huge, right? Because people can, it's kind of like a little sneak attack. They can leave you a comment anywhere, and you don't know what they look like necessarily. You don't know where they're from, and it's a form of a bully, and that's why it's called cyberbullying.
Yeah.
But I was reading some comments, some feedback, just general feedback about anonymous sites, and a lot of people say, or have commented, you know, wouldn't this make cyberbullying worse? Because if you're a bully, you can go onto these sites and you can really, really anonymously be a bully. Do you think, like, what is your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that anonymous social media goes hand in hand with cyberbullying. I think that some anonymous social media sites, the functionality have, you know, really fostered a culture of malicious online behavior. And I think that they provide a different value proposition than what ChronicleMe provides. I think that, you know, other anonymous social media platforms, they give people the freedom of expression, which I think of as being able to say what you want, who you want, without the consequences of having your face or your identity tied to that content. ChronicleMe, on the other hand, takes active approaches against cyberbullying. So a few features on our site is we don't have commenting on posts. If you want to engage in private conversation with somebody, you have to deliberately give them positive feedback through feedback buttons, and then you need to choose to reveal yourself, and then that person who posted can, if they feel comfortable, reach out to you. Also, we have this thing called a user score, where on ChronicleMe, a feedback is either deemed as appropriate or inappropriate. And the more appropriate feedback options or feedbacks that you get, then your score goes up. You get a higher to 100 user score. And then if you get negative feedback, or you give negative feedback, or you're just being abusive, or if you're being inappropriate, or you're being negative, then your score will go down. And your score is forever tied to your user account. And so all of your friends will know that you have a low user or high user grade. And then when you're trying to get into groups, then the group admin will either accept you or decline you based on your user grade. And so the more positive you are, the more you can unlock, and the more that you can use ChronicleMe, and the more negative you are, then, you know, the site kind of closes itself off on you.
Oh, wow. Okay. So then let's just pretend for a second. Let's say I have just found out that my father is going into rehab for addiction, and it's truly upsetting to me. I want to connect with other people, but like you said, I'm not comfortable putting it on Facebook or Twitter because I don't want to just expose myself in this way. So I go to ChronicleMe, I create an account. What happens next? What are my options?
Okay, so what happens next is you can either community and invite your friends, or create or invite other community members to join your group. But if, you know, if you're a first-time user, you're most likely going to go to communities, browse most likely our partner communities, where, you know, we're working with some nonprofit organizations to create and foster really positive and helpful communities. And they're all going to be looked over by these nonprofits. And those are going to be like kind of like Twitter. They have verified profiles, you know, with the blue check. It's going
right.
to be like that, but for these nonprofits. Otherwise, you can go to a support, it's community type, and those are communities made by community members, where they get to, like, for example, I could create a community that said, abusive parents or alcoholism or something like that, and you could join those communities, and then you can give other people feedback, connect with other people, you can try reaching out, and hopefully you can connect with somebody who's going through a similar situation, engage in deeper conversation, and also post in that community and get some positive feedback.
Now, you have this really cool video up on YouTube that kind of walks you through the site, and I noticed you have what you call two platforms. You have the support platform, and then you have the laugh platform. So what is the difference? Are these two differences? Well, first, what are the differences between the two, besides one's, you know, a little bit more lighthearted than the other? But do you have the option as a user to at any time go between these two platforms?
Yeah, so my apologies for that. We actually just relaunched a few weeks ago, and beforehand it was See Me Laugh and See Me Support, two entirely different communities where it was a different URL, and
okay.
People could either go to one or the other. Now, if you go to chronicleme.com, all communities will be under one URL. So, you know, I live under the assumption that secrets are important. I believe sincerely that confessions are an important part, and I think that part of our lives, and it's a whole channel of the human experience that we don't showcase, we don't talk about online. And, you know, as somebody who's been connected to the internet and is an oversharer, if you will, you know, I think that there's a problem that people don't feel comfortable telling these secrets. And no matter the content, no matter if the secret is sad, no matter if it's powerful or funny or playful or, you know, serious or not serious, I believe that you should be able to receive positive feedback and be connected with like-minded people no matter the secret. And so on Chronicle Me, if you go to find communities or you create a community, there's a number of different categories that you can choose from. You can choose, you know, laughter categories where people, you know, talk about different funny stories. You can go to support, people talk about, you know, some of life's greatest challenges. You can also look at the niche categories where people talk about, you know, different clubs and different lifestyles. And there's just, Chronicle Me is not a site for people in need. Well, I think that it helps those people in need, but it's not exclusively for those kind of people. It's people who want to connect with other people without having the burden of exposing themselves online all the time.
I see. So you can actually, you are revealing who you are to people that you want to. So you could even be in a group and you could still remain anonymous. But then at the same time, at some point, if you feel comfortable, not only with an individual that may have sent you a message, you can, again, you know, come out from the anonymity. That's such a hard word to say.
Yeah, it is.
It's harder than your last name.
yeah, right?
No, but you can kind of move in and out of anonymity and create your own experience based on what you need.
Correct. And, you know, that's a great explanation of it, and you're right on. And also, a cool feature about Chronicle Me that I haven't touched upon is you can friend people. So if I friend you on Chronicle Me or you friend me, then you can see my profile whenever you want. And a cool feature of Chronicle Me is that I can claim posts that I've made. So perhaps I post something anonymously and I'm not necessarily, I'm a little hesitant to share it on Facebook or on Twitter or just share it with other people with my face on it. And then through positive feedback or through talking to a bunch of different people, you know, I say to myself, you know, I am proud of this, or, you know, I am going to, you know, own up to this content, or I do feel comfortable now. then I can choose to claim my post at any time. And then once I claim the post will therefore now appear on my own personal profile for everybody to see. And so people who I'm friends with will eventually, we haven't built this out yet, but they'll have a news feed composed of all of your friends' posts that they've chosen to claim as their own, and they feel comfortable telling everybody that, hey, this is my content. This is what I'm, you know, proud of on Chronicle Mint.
Now, you did mention that you're working with these, partnering with these larger organizations to integrate into the site. And you've also created some different campaigns. Like, I believe you, through Chronicle Me, you've created this Stop Domestic Violence campaign. Are these different campaigns going to be available through the site, or how does this how do these campaigns fall into the bigger picture?
I think, you know, our team is really passionate about the self-help space. Everybody thoroughly enjoys and appreciates, everybody has a different reason for the work of these organizations. And Chronicle Me, a big part of our value proposition, one of our biggest core values is we want to provide people with support. And we want to alleviate any unnecessary stress or burden or challenge that an individual may have on our site or just on the internet or on social media. And so we've had the privilege and the honor to work with a bunch of these organizations to make these huge infographic campaigns. For example, our Stop Domestic Violence infographic campaign, I think, reached over 930,000 people. And that,
wow.
You know, that's something that we're really, really proud of, and it's something that that we were able to provide concise graphic representation of really important information that was shared by all types of people from all walks of life. And, you know, if that means that, you know, for the Stop Domestic Violence one, that means one person from understanding that information and from getting the resources that we shared was able to get the help that they need, you know, that's a win for us, and that's something that we're really proud of. And so we've worked with Stop Domestic Violence, we've done suicide prevention, we've done anti-cyberbullying, we've done sexual assault, and we've also done a handful of other ones. And starting the 22nd of this month, we're doing a big one. We're working with NEDA, which is National Eating Disorder Association, and Proud to Be Me. We're launching another big infographic campaign with facts of eating disorders for Eating Disorder Awareness Month, and we're hoping to reach 1 million people. So it's really exciting stuff. We're really proud of that area of the work that we do, and, you know, we look forward to growing with infographic campaigns as well as different communities on our site and, you know, the way people use it.
Now, you mentioned that your team, you all have this passion for, you know, self-help and providing support. Is there a certain area of self-help that perhaps you feel a little bit more passionate about? Like, for example, domestic violence or eating disorder. Like, is there something that you connect with or feel passionate about specifically?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I feel the most passionate about, that's a hard question. Nobody's ever asked
that. I know, I just threw that on you there.
I would say from a personal standpoint, from my own personal experiences, I would say Al-Anon, because
okay.
I have a family member that was an alcoholic, resonates with me the most, like, deep down inside. But that was when I was a lot younger. But recently I've been really, really passionate about domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just, you know, I can attribute that to the fantastic work that No More has done. Are you familiar with
mm-hmm.
that organization?
Yeah. Yes.
No More, they've had Super Bowl commercials. We've worked with them on a number of projects. And they're, you know, they're doing an absolutely fantastic job of raising awareness and hopefully bringing an end or, you know, significantly helping domestic violence. And, you know, their internet and social media imprint is fantastic. They do amazing work with that. And, you know, just somebody who's at their computer all day, that's what I see the most of. And I think that their ads and that their content and their emails are just extremely powerful and to the core. And so that's something that I'm extremely excited for moving forward, is seeing how that progresses.
Now, you mentioned Al-Anon, basically, even if you've never gone to an Al-Anon meeting or an AA meeting, you're familiar in some way to the 12 steps, which are all those programs are based in anonymity. I was thinking that, especially for someone, you know, living in a violent situation or living in a home where, you know, there's lots of abuse going on, drug abuse, alcohol, whatever it may be, this would be a really good opportunity for people to get, you know, to get integrated into Chronicle Me, to talk about these things, to connect with other people, because when you're living in those situations, it's like an unwritten rule that you're not allowed to talk about it. It's not a normal family situation where you can sit down at the dinner table and say, you know, it really hurt my feelings that you hit me yesterday.
Yeah,
you know, that's just not happening. So I really like that aspect of it because, like you said, it isn't necessarily something someone's going to want to blast out on Facebook or Twitter, or, you know, post a picture on their Instagram account.
Yeah.
So this seems to be, it's interesting that you came up with this idea. I mean, you speak so clearly about it that I'm amazed, you know, that you've come up with this idea and are following it through, and it came out of this negative experience that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also amazing, because so we don't usually hear about the you know, taking something negative and turning it into a positive, which is what we're
all about here,
because, you know, we like to talk about those things. So the site itself is up and it's running. You can go to the site, chroniclemedia.com, and you can immediately, you know, create an account. Is there any other information? If people have questions about the site, is there somewhere they can go for more information?
For more information, I would say the website has basically everything you would ever need. If you want some, you know, personalized details of, you know, some of the functionality or the reason behind other stuff, you go to See Me Blogspot. I believe you did a guest blog for that at one point, didn't you?
I mean, I don't recall, but maybe somebody. I did. No, I did. I did. No,
you
no.
Did.
I did.
Did.
I. Wow. Well, maybe somebody took something I wrote and put it on there. I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't know.
Wait. No, I just checked. I'm sorry you did. I'm sorry.
That's
I just
okay.
checked that you did. It's called See Me Blogspot.
Okay.
But Chronicle Me should have all the information that one would ever need to understand the community and the functionality behind the site. And really exciting news, we have the mobile application coming out in the next couple of weeks. So that's really awesome. We're really looking forward to that.
Oh, wow, cool. So it just keeps moving forward. That's really cool. Well, AJ, I want to thank you for coming on today and for breaking something down for us that could be very complicated for someone such as myself that, like, just goes blank when anybody mentions anything about a website. But you've done such a great job, and I wish you all the success and, you know, with the different organizations that you're partnering with, and I can't wait to see what's up for you next. Thanks for coming
Great.
On today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, I hope that you stay warm in London and while we kind of rot away here in upstate New York.
Oh, my goodness. 3 feet of snow, you said, right?
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy that. Wait, let me ask you, this is such a silly question. And, I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, so I know all about snow. But when you get that much snow, do you ever make, like, snow cones or anything like that?
Snowmen?
No, I mean, like, snow cones. Like, I said this to you earlier that I'm kind of missing snow because I'm in London, there's no snow. And I just was thinking about all these random things that you could do in snow. Like, you could go out and make, like, a snow cone. You know, I know, it's crazy.
No, you know, I've never done that before, but maybe I will today.
All right, clean snow, the white snow, not the yellow snow.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you again.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye. Okay, for more information on Growing Up Chaotic, you can visit the blog at growingupchaotic.com, and we can also connect on Facebook at facebook.com/growingupchaotic and on Twitter at growingupchaotic. And again, that's spelled for Twitter, GRWNGUPCHAOTIC. And again, if you'd like more information about Chronicle Me or you'd like to go to the site and set up an account, the site's address is chroniclemedia.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks to AJ for making this show possible, and hope he's staying warm in 3 feet of snow. All right, until next time.